Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and I'm here with Joni Leonard from the Durango Film Festival. You guys are counting down the minutes.
Yes, we are. Two weeks.
Film Festival kicks off, and I'm going to ask you a lot of questions, but it starts March 3rd through the 12th.
Yes.
Talk about how you're doing this year compared to other years.
Well, we're still live, but virtually. So we're connecting through the internet. We're using an online platform called Eventive, and we've used them for a few years. So when the pandemic hit last year, they immediately, boots on the ground, moved to a virtual platform as part of their whole deal. So fortunately, we've worked with them before, and we knew parts of the software, but now we've learned all parts of the software.
And part of that, you basically have a couple passes people can buy, correct?
We only have two passes. We really simplified things, and we knocked the prices. We made them so affordable, it's ridiculous. But we felt like with the pandemic and everybody having hard times, including us, you know, we just wanted to make it something that people could afford and do, because we haven't been able to do a lot in the last year. So we have 99 films. So we're excited about that.
Wow. Yeah. And the passes. So with two, I'm on your website, which is Durango.
We have an unlimited pass, which means whatever you can watch in those 10 days, you know, go ahead and go for it, you know. And you know, only one film has been geo-blocked to Colorado. The rest of the United States, we have a couple of films that have opened up a little more. We had one filmmaker that wanted to open his up to France, Germany, and Italy, because he had cast and crew from all those countries. And so, but mostly if you're in the United States, you can watch our festival from wherever you are.
And I'm looking at this, and for only... So you have the all pass, virtual all pass, $85, and then a five pack for $55.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes. Yes. And you can buy individual tickets, you know, if somebody just wants to try a film or two, have never done this before. I mean, you know, it is virtual. So it's your computer. If you have Roku, there's an Eventive app, watch app for the Roku and Apple TV. Later generations, though, not the first one, but you know, I hook my computer up with an HDMI cable to my TV, and so that makes it easy, and then you get it on the big screen. But you can Chromecast if you have a Chromecast device. You can cast to your devices, and so there's a lot of ways to watch. If you have an internet connection, you can watch films.
Wow. And I'm sitting here going, yeah, for $85, you can watch 99 films. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah, you could try. You really could.
just take those 10 days off and just sit at home and indulge yourself. Now, so if somebody is technically challenged and is,
They can call me and I will help. We will help.
Oh, yeah. So
short of going to your house, maybe we could go to your house with a mask, you know, as an option.
Proper protocols and all that. Well, this is, you know, Joni, this is incredible. And what a way to give back, pay it forward to the community, you know, having a film festival and from the comforts of your home, affordable, and sit back and enjoy some great films.
Wear your jammies. I don't care what you're wearing.
Right.
I might be doing the same.
now, walk me through some of the different, you know, the films. I mean, you have the different genres, you have the different categories. What are some of the things that you would recommend for a first-time Durango Film Festival goer, quote-unquote?
Well, you know, ever so popular, as always, is our adventure category. And that's if you clicked on our website, we have a film catalog, 2021 film catalog. And that's where all our films are listed. That's where you're going to watch your films from. it links right to it, but it's part of the Eventive site and our personal site mixed. And so the adventure program is amazing this year. I've watched a lot of those films. We even have a really fun mockumentary that is hilarious in one of the programs.
And I'm looking at this. I mean, do these all films start on March 3rd? And you can watch them at any, pick different ones?
You can watch them. So here's how it's going to work is they become available March 5th, March 3rd at 5 o'clock p.m. So that night. And we also have scheduled 29 live stream Meet the Filmmakers live streams. So we have those scheduled, and they're going to happen during the festival because we can't control when somebody's going to go in and watch something. But they can look at those live streams and say, okay, this one's on Thursday at 5. Maybe I'll watch the film at 3 and then catch the live stream. But once the live stream has been recorded, it is there for anyone who has a ticket to that film can go in and watch that live stream at any time.
Wow.
So it's part of the package.
And this is where you get to meet the directors.
Meet the filmmakers.
Yeah.
Yes, except for you can chat. We won't see you, but your computer screen will have a diff moderator or, you know, someone, a host, and the filmmakers. And we have quite a few filmmakers participating in Q&As. So
it'll be similar if you've done a Zoom webinar type setup where you just put your questions in the chat and very simple, and they'll answer them accordingly.
Now, where you can meet the filmmakers is we are scheduling Coffee Talk with Filmmakers, where you can come in and be seen, you know, have your video on and everything and take part, and our quarantine-y happy hours. So that's another way that everybody can get together. And those we're not doing through Eventive. We are scheduling Zooms for those. So we're going to make, you know, I'll have e-blasts. So if you're on the DIFF email, so if you went to our, sign up for our newsletter, we would have you in our email club. And then you're going to get a notice, this is what we have going on today. And then we'll also post it on social media with the links and where to find the links and everything. Yeah. So.
And this is so fun. I know I've mentioned to you, my wife and I did the, it was your Ray Film Festival. It was so cool to be able to, you know, sign up and watch. We're like, well, what do you want to watch tonight? We kind of looked around and said, oh, let's watch this one. Oh, let's watch that one. And I just, such a fun experience. I'm actually looking at some of these, the movies.
So you're in the catalog. You got to the catalog very easy by clicking on the big 16 candles on our website. Yeah. Adventure, like I said, animated and narrative shorts. Those are great. Quite a few doc features.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we are kind of a doc loving town, some doc shorts. And then we have family and our real learning shorts. So the real learning shorts for the general public, for the public program, is a collection of all the films we've curated for the Real Learning program, which is under a separate, they have their own page like this.
Uh-huh.
And we're just giving teachers access to it to share with their students however they can. So, so teachers that want to sign up for that, definitely give a call. But we've already reached out to the schools, Bayfield, I don't know about Cortez yet, but we could, you know.
Yeah.
But Ignacio for sure. We always go to Ignacio every year. Last year was the first year we went to Bayfield with the program, but it's always fun to have that program. And then narrative features, native cinema. We have some great native cinema films this year, and a lot of participating filmmakers there will be doing Q&A. And then everything, if you see everything's under coming soon at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
That just means we haven't opened it up to sell tickets yet. So everything right now just says March 3rd. And we plan to start selling individual tickets March 1st. So we'll change that setting in there and make them available. If you have a pass, you don't need to buy, quote unquote, buy a ticket. You can click on a ticket and reserve a seat, so to speak, or a ticket to that film. Everything has a ticket. So you can reserve that if you wanted to, but you don't need to. But you can, like, you can go into our film guide and you can go into our film guide. If you went back to festival site, there's a film guide that shows each film separately. You know, there's a button, and you can star the films that you really want to see.
Okay, and I think too that's that preview, because when you click, are there trailers or things you can watch or read then and understand a little bit more about the movie?
And then Virtual Festival takes you back to our catalog, and if you click on something, if you look to the right, there's all the films in that program. So there's, I'm looking at Climbing to the Top and Falling Adventure Films. Chronicles of Narnia, it says play trailer, so you can play the trailers.
Yeah. Oh.
We don't get trailers from everybody, but sure. You know, short, you don't really get many trailers. But the feature length films, you'll get trailers.
And then along with that, then you can mark it and remind yourself or whatever, and
star what you want to see. But by the way, Chronicles of Narnia, the Rex Chadwick story, is our mockumentary. It is not a documentary, but
now earlier you mentioned something about martinis.
Quarantinis, yes. So we have Dean Fagner, Four Leaves, East by Southwest, Orr House, and one other. I'm not looking at the list right now, but they are going to mix a cocktail or present a wine, and hopefully we can drink, have an excuse to drink if you're 21 and over and not drive anywhere, see?
Right.
Have a quarantini.
There you go. And just
so we're gonna bring them on and let them feature their cocktails. So I believe we have four of those scheduled. So.
Oh, that's so awesome. Now, I want to ask you, do you want to give some shout outs to any of your incredible sponsors?
Always. I mean, you know, Alpine Bank has stepped up again this year. It was a tough year. So I'm actually really thrilled that we have quite a few of our top sponsors with us this year, like Alpine Bank, Five Strong Physical Therapy, Lucy West at Life Cycle Therapeutics, Payroll Department. I mean, those are the big ones. And then our screenwriter sponsors are Duck Girl Art, Carla Marie Toth, Sante, Skywalker Construction, Basin Printing, and then of course we have For In Kind. We'll have KSUT, KDUR, American General Media does a lot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have some film fans, and their names are listed on some of the film pages. So we'll have thanks to film fan sponsor Jeff and Lori Schell for, doing this. Yeah, so.
Well, and like you say, you can't do a lot of this, and I'm sure that, shifting gears, and as everybody else during the pandemic, you've obviously pivoted big time with getting this all online platform.
Yes, we've pivot's the word, I guess. But, we could not do it, and fortunately film translates well to smaller screens. I mean, we're all used to it already anyway.
Yeah.
So, and we just hope to be around in 2022,
in person.
In person.
In person, no masks, and enjoying and giving hugs to everybody. So we've got about, I'm going to say, a minute left, a little less than that. So your website one more time.
Yeah, it's Durango. Our website is durangofilm.org. And super easy. If you go to Durango Film, there's web buttons there on the front page, one where you can buy passes or look at the pass options and buy passes, and one that says 2021 Film Catalog, and that is our website during the festival. That's where you're going to see those films. Click at the top for the live streams to see all the live streams that there are. And we have a lot going on that isn't even there yet. So,
Well, I just want to remind everybody, it's only $55 for 5 movie pass or $85 for all movie pass. And
as much as you want to watch.
Yeah. Well, and thank you so much for bringing in spite of the pandemic, the films to Durango again. I appreciate everything that you're doing. And again, it is durangofilm.org. And thanks for being on Chamber Chat.
Thank you, Jack.
I'll send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.